Now, if you happen to see bunches of people wandering around on the weekend with their mobile phones in front of their faces, doing what appeared to be looking at landmarks around the place, you'd be, well, on the money. Except they may not have been doing what you think they were doing, taking photos. They were playing a game called Pokemon Go. Just days after this new app launched around the world, thousands of fans everywhere in Australia were out playing it. Joining us is Guy Blomberg. He's a gaming festival worker who organised a group excursion in the Sydney CBD to play the game. Good morning, Guy.
Good morning.
Now, listen, can you explain this for anyone listening who has no idea what we say when we mean when we say Pokemon Go?
Certainly, yeah. I guess the best way to think of it would be as a real-world scavenger hunt on your mobile phones. So it basically connects everyone that plays this game and encourages them to go around to real-world locations and landmarks where it simulates the capture of fictional creatures. So it encourages everyone to actually get out there, look around, and do it with each other as well, which is fantastic.
So you're not technically playing against other people, you're just going for a high score.
Generally, you're trying to capture the most high-profile or valuable creatures, and you can compare them with the other people that are playing as well. There are sections of the game that actually do encourage competitive battles with the creatures at certain landmarks. But overall, it's all in good fun.
So just for the visual image for people, it's like they're looking at a map, a moving map on their phone, but then there are these images, imaginary monsters, creatures, rewards, whatever, that they're catching, collecting as they go along. So this is a kind of fascinating step, isn't it, from the gaming inside the living room or, you know, a very contained idea into the real world. It's kind of, well, you know, it's a big move.
It's wonderful, really. And it uses a technology called augmented reality. So when you're actually near a creature, a Pokemon creature on your phone, you hold your phone up and you can see the animal in the real world jumping around and bouncing around as you simulate to capture it. And yes, it does encourage everyone to actually get, you know, off the couch and out of the house and wander around. It's fantastic.
So people around the world have been playing this like crazy. It hasn't even been out for a week yet. There are reports of people being killed by, I shouldn't be laughing, but like walking off a bridge, I think someone did somewhere in the US.
I've seen those reports come out, yes. I mean, no, to be honest, no more than anyone else who actually looks down at their phone as they're walking around texting or doing other things. I think the thing to keep in mind is the popularity of this game in the last couple of days. A Forbes article came out this morning saying that this game is actually almost reaching the daily active users of Twitter. So the amount of people playing it is huge. So it's to be expected that there's some accidents, unfortunately, with people looking at their phones as they walk.
Mm. Now, this is not the first time that Pokemon have sort of tried this idea. One of the earlier versions of the game a few years ago came out with like a pedometer. What was that move?
Again, to encourage people to actually walk around as you actually have your creatures. The more you walk around, the more it actually hatches them. Also, on the Nintendo 3DS, it encouraged a technology called Street Pass, so people could actually play against each other. But because mobile phones are so accessible, everyone has, you know, the ability to download this game and play it. I think it's really taken off.
Okay, but is this some sort of altruistic move to try and get people more active?
I think that's more a byproduct of the game, to be honest. I mean, at the end of the day, it is a video game, and you can in the game you can purchase items and things like that. You don't have to, but you can. I think ultimately that's more of a, you know, what tends to happen because of the game rather than what the game's actual goal is.
Yeah. Although we have had reports of people who, you know, largely obese people, a couple in America saying they left the house and went for a walk together for the first time in 5 years because of this game. Like it's sort of amazing phenomenon. All right, well, thank you very much for that, Guy. I think you got everyone onto the Pokemon Go 101 very well there.
No worries, thank you.
Let's also say good day to Leanne Perry. Now, Leanne, you're a mum in your mid-40s and you've been playing Pokemon Go all weekend. Who with?
I have.
with your daughter?
Yes, with my eldest daughter. My other two children aren't really interested in it, but my eldest daughter came down from Sydney for the weekend and, yeah, we got stuck into it.
Okay, so and I understand that you you were actually stopped by the police.
Yeah. Yes, we have a big local river and there's about five pokey stops along the river. So I was driving and my daughter had both our phones in her hand and we were sort of just driving from one to the next and stopping intermittently along the river. And the next minute we had the blue and red flashing lights in our rearview mirror and kind of freaked out a little bit, even though we weren't doing anything wrong.
Oh dear. So you had to explain to the officer that you were playing Pokemon.
Yeah. As soon as they came to the window, the police officer said to us, what are you doing? And my daughter straight away holds up both the phones and says, we're playing Pokemon Go. And she just kind of looked at us weirdly and just turned around to me and said, can I have your license? We're going to give you a breath test. I don't know whether she thought I was drunk or what the go was, but it was pretty freaky at the time, but we laugh at it now.
Now, on Facebook, Leanne Perry, you've also posted this little thing about your life before Pokemon Go. You say dropping off the hubby to work took 12 minutes, ducking to the shop to get milk was 8 minutes, driving a child to work, 18. Now, dropping hubby at work, 28 minutes, ducking to the shop to get milk, 32 minutes. It is turning into an obsession for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. My husband works just across the road from a pokey stop, so when I pull up to drop him off to work, of course I have to turn the car off and then get my phone out and check into the pokey stop and get my free items, and there's about five that I know of while I'm driving, so I automatically just drive to them and stop and quickly do the deal. But my daughter works about, I live in Nara, she lives in Berry, so it's about an 18-minute drive to drop her to work. But now I know all the pokey stops around Berry as well, so I actually leave to pick her up like 40 minutes early so that I can go and get all this.
Leanne, I can see a whole industry popping up with people providing counselling for this obsession. Good luck and stay safe out there.
Thank you.
On your hunt. Oh, dear, Leanne Perry. A mum in her 40s, as we're hearing, and obsessed with this new app, Pokemon Go, getting questioned by the police about waiting around down near the river in Melbourne over the weekend. And, of course, also we have someone on the text line telling us that there's actually a big history of geocaching, which is part of the origins of this idea. So it isn't particularly new, but it's very successfully put together by Pokemon. Coming up, we're going to hear about an exhibition of Australian quilts that's about to open at the National Gallery of Victoria.